Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about the idea of continuous auditing. That is a buzzword we hear a lot these days, and that could transform the role of internal auditing divisions quite substantially if they can implement that sort of a change successfully. Joining me to talk about that is Norman Marks. He is a well-known voice in the auditing community, and Norman is currently Vice President of Governance, Risk, and Compliance for SAP Business Objects. He recently helped write a white paper on that idea of continuous auditing, so he is joining us to talk about that today. Norman, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you, Matt. It's my pleasure.
Sure. Now, first question. Everybody keeps talking about continuous auditing, but how close are companies to achieving that, really? Or could you give me an example of some company that you know that is doing this well?
Certainly, Matt. That's a great question.
Sure.
Continuous auditing is very, very hot, like you mentioned, as is continuous monitoring by organizations. In fact, the paper, the SAP paper which I wrote, is more about taking it to another level, which we call continuous assurance,
mm-hmm.
rather than continuous auditing, but it includes continuous auditing within it. And the distinction that I draw is like, it's derived from the objective of internal auditing in the first place. And internal auditing is there to provide the board and the executive management team with assurance. And they do that by providing audits. What they do is they're there to provide assurance that the organization has effective risk management, governance, and the related controls in place. And so what I talk about in continuous assurance is much more focused on risk and making sure that the risks are being managed and the controls are operating properly, and you do that through continuous auditing as well as continuous risk monitoring and other techniques. So companies have done a lot of work around the continuous auditing component of that,
mm-hmm.
although the movement to do that from a top-down risk-based approach is very much leading edge. So I think of a colleague of mine who did it at a company that's now closed called Aquila.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Aquila, right?
Yep,
we know
them.
She implemented that for certain of the high-risk areas. I know that Hewlett-Packard, HP, is doing that, and also Wells Fargo has had some good success.
Mm-hmm.
Although what a lot of companies are doing is they know that this particular process has areas of concern, and so they're automating the testing of controls. Few people are taking it as far as we're suggesting, which is actually to derive your program by understanding the enterprise risks and then identify the controls over that, and then apply the continuous auditing techniques to that so you can provide continuous assurance on that whole body.
So, yeah, I was wondering if it's accurate to describe this as converting the internal auditor into a chief risk monitoring officer sort of a role. Is that a good way to perceive it?
I think it's an interesting and challenging concept.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually see it that way. I think the internal auditor is there to provide assurance.
Yep.
That management and the board are doing their job in terms of managing the risk. So the risk monitoring should be done in most companies by somebody outside internal audit. But I do recognize that many times the internal auditor is actually leading the risk management effort,
mm-hmm.
Certainly in the implementation stages. And historically, internal audit has put in place a risk-based internal audit program where there isn't an enterprise risk management program. So they've gone about performing their own risk assessment and building their work off that. And sometimes the organization has then said, okay, we're going to leverage what internal audit has done to make sure we're doing the right things around the right risk without going so far as to really put in a risk management program. So I see internal auditors as filling a vacuum. Now, there was, I don't know whether you saw it, Matt, but the ACCA did a recent survey, and they identified in that survey that I think 60% agreed that the boards are operating in a partial assurance vacuum. That 60% agreed with that and 24 disagreed. And 78% of the people on that said that the internal audit function can help by providing assurance opinions and fill that vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really interesting. And so we don't want to take, internal auditors don't want to take away from management responsibility of understanding the risks and managing, putting the response in place and managing to make sure they're right. But what they can do is they can provide some independent assurance by assessing those processes, both the risk assessment and also the related controls to help manage the risks,
yeah,
and providing a risk, providing an opinion so that people know that these are working properly.
So it sounds to me like it's still a lot of risk assessment 101 work that is very crucial to all of this and getting this moving in the right direction.
Exactly right. And a lot of us in the profession are really pushing practitioners in internal audit to really step up and start, which only about maybe half people are doing, to start providing more guidance and impetus to organizations by assessing the risk management 101, like you said, of the organization, whether they have an official risk management program or not. And if they don't have one, helping them to put one in place.
Well, now, let me talk about getting a continuous auditing or assurance program up and running from a more of like a nuts and bolts perspective here. SAP is a very large enterprise software maker. A lot of people are going to assume that a project like this is IT project intensive and budgets are tight or these projects can be complicated. I'm wondering if continuous assurance really is an IT project sort of initiative, or can people do this without necessarily wading into a large project that they may not afford, they may not be able to pull off well or anything like that? How can they get started on this without going whole hog down that road?
So I think there's good news and there's bad news. I've been an IT auditor for most of my career, mm-hmm. In addition to running internal audit groups. And so I know that an IT project is actually, as we all know, a business project, right?
Yep.
And most of the work is actually done within the business. It's one thing to buy the software, and it's another thing to establish the process and educate the people and build the way in which you're going to use it. And that's very much the issue in continuous auditing, and especially if you extend to continuous assurance. The software itself is not very expensive. I mean, you're talking about, from a capital point of view, not very much more than one or two headcount,
mm-hmm.
To actually acquire it. But this is a real radical change in how internal audit departments operate, because you're now, instead of doing short projects to assess controls in a particular area, when you're only looking at maybe some of the transactions, you're now looking at controls on a continuing basis. You're looking at 100% of transactions, and you're testing against rules. You've got to be looking at these risks and these controls every day of the year as part of continuous auditing. If you're doing it to that level, I mean, there are some things you're going to look at weekly or monthly, but essentially it is continuous. You change from periodic audit reports to providing continuous assurance. You're providing management with reports and analyses and exceptions on a continuing basis. It's a total difference in the way that internal audit departments operate. And so it's like putting in, like I said, an application. You have to sometimes change the way you do your business in order to make the most effective use of the application.
Mm-hmm.
And the application cost can be relatively small compared to the whole project. Putting in continuous auditing across all the risks of significance is going to take 6 months, 12 months plus. You want to do it slowly, and it's going to take some time. That's the resource load. And a lot of people have to be involved and agree to where this is going, even though it's fairly straightforward to see the tremendous value.
Mm-hmm.
So from an IT expense point of view, it's not that much. It's more of the challenge is going to be changing your mindset, changing the way you think about internal audit.
All right. Well, Norman, that is all the time we have today, but you did give us plenty to think about, so we really appreciate all your time and your comment here.
Thank you very much, Matt. It's a lot of fun.
All right. And again, everybody, that was Norman Marks of SAP Business Objects talking about continuous auditing and assurance and how that can be implemented. And if anyone is looking for Norman's white paper that SAP has just published on this, you can check it out on our website at ComplianceWeek.com. I am Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. That is all we have for now, but thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.